Hi, I'm Mark Vincent, and this is 5 minutes on Psalm 6. This is a psalm that begins with a fervent plea. O Lord, rebuke me not in thine anger. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. O Lord, heal me. But thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. So David's really in a mess here, and perhaps for the first time in the book of Psalms, it seems to David as though God isn't really on his side. God is punishing him, God is rebuking him, God is angry with him, and he's chastening David in his hot displeasure. So David needs to appeal to God to come back on side again, as it were, to forgive him for his sins and to have mercy upon him. David is vexed, and that's a word that's used several times in the psalm. Verse 3, my soul is also sore vexed. Verse 2, O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. And it's not until we get to the end of the psalm that we see the flip side of that. It's not just a disconnection between David and God that we've got here. It's also David's enemies who are arranged against him. But by the end of the psalm, David asks that it's his enemies who will be the ones who will be suffering from the vexation. Let all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly. And there's actually a little play there in the consonants of the word ashamed, which is used twice in verse 10, and the word return. And the word return also is picking up something earlier on in the psalm. David had said in verse 4, return, O Lord, deliver my soul. And now at the end of the psalm, he asks that his enemies should return and be ashamed suddenly. So the first part, verses 1 to 7, is all about David's problems and asking God to help. And then the last part, verses 8 through 10, is all about the prospect of deliverance, David's confidence that God will ultimately save him and that his enemies will receive the reward that's their due. So, 5 appeals to God at the beginning of the psalm using God's special covenant name, Yahweh or the Lord, and 3 occurrences at the end where David expresses his confidence in God. The Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Well, most of the psalm, though, is taken up by describing the bad times, the first 7 verses. And we've talked about God's anger and the vexation that David feels. He feels as though God has deserted him, that God's gone away, that God in some sense doesn't care anymore or doesn't care as much as he did. And that's why David has to say in verse 4, return, O Lord, come back. Don't go away, don't be distant, be near to me. Deliver my soul, O save me, for thy mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of thee, in the grave who shall give thee thanks? David feels so bad, so threatened by his enemies, by God's absence, that he can feel the nearness of death, and he doesn't want to go there. Verse 7, similarly, mine eye is consumed because of grief. It waxeth old because of all mine enemies. Nice imagery there of his eye consuming away because of all his tears. The aging that his body feels because of what it is that he's suffering. Aging and tending towards death. Waxing old. Another very powerful image is in verse 6, I am weary with my groaning, all the night make I my bed to swim. There's been a few references to going to bed and to sleeping in the first few psalms, but this time the sleep's departed from David. He can't sleep anymore. All night he spends crying. He's turned his bed effectively into a swimming pool. The psalm doesn't end that way, though. It ends with this confidence in God, and that's a very interesting thing. Despite all the grief and sorrow, David still trusts that God can save him. And that's why he can say with confidence, the Lord has heard my supplication, the Lord will receive my prayer.